Everson of the Scott County Health Department. First of all, Phyllis, thank you very much for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
This is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month in March, and you know, it's a disease that I think has really come to the forefront the last 30 years or so as we've become made more aware of it.
Yes, that's true. It's the third most common cancer that's diagnosed in the United States now, and the second leading cause of death among cancer deaths. So it's one of those that you don't want to ignore.
You've got kits available, I guess plenty for Scott County?
Yes, we do. We have lots of kits available in our office at 335 West Cherry, and it's a simple and easy test. You just come by, pick one up, take it home. It's got directions with it. You get a stool sample to check for blood, which is one of the early symptoms of cancer, and you send it off, and then you get the results in about a week.
Is it a fairly effective test? In other words, is it pretty indicative of some problems that may be occurring?
Yes, it is. You know, it's not always cancer if you have blood in your stool, but that is one of the early symptoms of the cancer. So, yes, it is. It's an effective way to screen for it.
Now, in my family, there is a history of this disease, so I got checked very early on. But at what age should we start making aware of it?
They're recommending that people start getting screened at age 50. Now, if you do have a family history, then you probably should talk to your doctor. I'm sure they do want to start that screening earlier, but 50 is the recommended age.
And I don't know why, but I always think of this as a man's disease, but this has no barrier in terms of sex. It's male and female.
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
And if you catch it early, what are the prospects of curing it?
If it's caught early, it's a very curable disease, and that's why this test is so important, you know, because you do catch it early. A lot of times, symptoms of the cancer itself don't come along until later, and then it's much harder to treat.
What are some of the symptoms that we should be looking for?
Abdominal pain, weight loss, change in your bowel habits, fatigue, you know, just generally not feeling well.
So you go by the health department, ask for one of the kits, take it home, follow the instructions. From there, what do you do with it?
You mail it to there's an envelope with an address. You mail it in, and that's the end of it until you get the results back, which are hopefully good.
What's the phone number if somebody's got questions about it?
Our phone number is 217-742-8203.
Phyllis, thank you very much for your time this morning. We really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Have a good day.
Take care.